He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor Show. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. Welcome, everyone. It is July 24th. We are in episode 166. July is shot. I can't believe it. I don't even know. It seems like it's June, but what can I tell you? Time's flying when you're having fun. I'm not sure I'm having fun, but here we are. We have a brand new adventure of the Gadget Professor. We actually have the final episode in our cliffhanger, The Transporter, which I will take a shot of camera two. You'll be amazed to hear what happened with this device, and I'm still amazed, and you want to stay tuned to see how we ended up with this device, and we'll get to that in a minute. We'll try to make this quick. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, thank you so much for joining us and tuning in. We're thrilled to have you. Every Thursday evening, the Gadget Professor comes up with a new episode. We try to take some gadget. It could be electronic in nature, it could not be, and we review the gadget, and hopefully it will be something that you can use or some of your friends or family could use. We also talk a little bit about tech news. We talk about who's been hacked, how to keep safe, how to keep anonymous if that's what you want to do on the internet. I usually have a ton of software apps, and I do this week for sure. So we talk about the tech news, the software apps, and the gadgets, and we have a little fun throughout the whole episode, and I'm glad you tuned in. One of the things you want to do is go to our webpage, which would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be, let's try that again. That's my email address. If you want to email me, you can email me at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. If you want to watch the show, the easiest way is just go on the internet. It would be thegadgetprofessor.com. That's the URL, thegadgetprofessor.com. One of the things you definitely want to do is go down midstream. You'll see a newsletter button. Click on that. Put your email address in. You really want to do that because that gives you the show notes. What that is a brief synopsis. It comes in your email box every Thursday evening as soon as a new show is posted. And it's a synopsis that are hot linked to all the things that we talked about, whether they're articles, software, hardware, whatever it may be, it's all condensed in a nice, brief, easy to use email. And it's totally free. I don't sell your email address. As you know, I've been doing this for well over 3 years. I don't send you any junk email. You just get the show notes. You can also watch us on iTunes. You can watch us on a tablet. Whatever you have that's glass that has an internet browser, you can catch the Gadget Professor. And you can also watch us on the Roku box because we have our own channel on the Roku box. So you can also follow us on Facebook. I actually have put up some cool pictures. I think they're cool. One of my hobbies is photography. I was able to get to Narragansett, Rhode Island for July 4th for a very, very brief time. But I put some photos up. I will show you this one, which I happen to love. This is a panoramic HDR, high definition resolution photo of the coastline in Westerly, Rhode Island. And it's quite beautiful, and that's a great panoramic shot. If you want to take a look at that, you can check that out at Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor, and you can ask me questions on that. Certainly, you can follow me on Twitter. That would be @GadgetProfessor. And we tweet all day long all the new gadgets that are out. We'll be on Twitter, and if you want to really get into it, you can go to our Rebel Mouse page. That would be RebelMouse.com/GadgetProfessor, and everything that we tweet about is now put in pictorial form, and any gadget that comes out all day long, you will see a pictorial. If you like something or are interested in something, click on it, and it gives you all the information. This is all totally free, and you don't have to write this down because it will be in the show notes. So let's start right off. We have a very unique opportunity. I don't think this has ever been done before, to my knowledge, at least to this extent. Our good friends at Marshall Electronics, and they actually make some cameras, and they make what I consider to be one of the most awesome microphone product lines in the business. In fact, in the next week or two, I have three or four MXL microphones that I've been testing, and the problem I've had is I like them all, but I think next week we will be using, we will be making MXL the official microphone of the Gadget Professor for sure. They make some sweet pieces of machinery, believe me. And along those lines, I just got a notice, actually this morning, like 2 minutes before I went online, that a Nashville-based band called The Choir and the recording engineer Russ Long will partner with MXL Microphones and Marshall Electronics and StreamView to stream a live concert, and this is free. I'm going to give you the URL in a second. But the band will play two hometown shows, and it will be streamed live from the studio in Nashville, where viewers over the world can watch the band perform. Marshall, MXL, and StreamView are providing the hardware and technical support to stream the shows. Russ Long will record the performances for the CD to be released later this year. Now, what's really unique about this is you've probably all seen, and if you haven't, here's a great opportunity to watch a concert being streamed live. So if there's a mistake or a glitch or whatever, you're going to see that live. But what's really cool, what MXL is doing, is they're actually going to show you, maybe on split screen, I'm not sure because I haven't seen it yet myself, but how it's recorded. They're going to show you the equipment they use, the equipment placement, the type of equipment. They're using MXL cameras, MXL microphones, mixers, the whole bit. So it's really going to be an opportunity for you to see what technically has to go in to recording a live concert, which will be available on CD. So I think it's a real interesting opportunity for the Gadget Professor fans, and certainly if you're interested in music, this is one of the ways to really see from the ground up how this is recorded and actually the whole process works. Now, in terms of the URL and when it will be, the Choir's live performances of Shadow Weaver, and this is yet to be produced, will be streamed live on July 26th at 6 p.m. and also at 8:30 p.m. Central Time at one of these two URLs, www.thechoir.net, or I would just go to www.mxlmics.com and you'll see the video stream live there. And again, I'm going to try to watch it. It should be pretty cool. I love music. I love seeing things recorded like this. I love watching streams. But I'm looking forward to see how the production goes and how these things are actually put together technically behind the scenes. Should be pretty fascinating. So keep your eye out for that. And again, this will all be in the show notes. Moving right along, we always have, my problem has been lately is how to limit how many people I talk about that have been hacked. So what I try to do is just limit it to three, but three companies or three concerns that you've at least heard of, like name recognition. So here's how hackers stole over $1 million from 1,600 StubHub users. If you're not familiar with StubHub, StubHub is all over the place. They will sell you tickets to any sports game, any sports entertainment from basketball, baseball, football, whatever it may be. You will pay a premium for those seats. There's no question about it. It's a totally legal operation, and they've been around for a while. I have actually used them. I have actually sold them some Celtics tickets. The Gadget Professor, believe it or not, I think is the oldest season ticket holder to the Boston Celtics, period, end of story. I don't think there's anyone that's had tickets longer than I have. I've had them before Larry Bird was around. That's a whole nother story for another time. But they were hacked, and U.S. law enforcement charged six Russians and Americans who were allegedly part of a far-flung international hacking scheme. Six individuals in Russia and the United States have been charged with taking part in a broad international hacking scheme that has attacked over 1,600 StubHub users' accounts and fraudulently purchased more than 1 million smackers in tickets. That's a lot of tickets. That's a lot of cash. So you can read that. It will be in the show notes. Crawling right along here, the EBC was hacked. 20,000 email addresses have been stolen from the European Central Bank. It's a little embarrassed today after hackers stole 20,000 email addresses and other contact information. However, they said no financial information or market data has been stolen as far as they are aware of. and the database was affected, that was affected was separate from its internal systems. We shall see. Rolling right along, last but not least, we have a company called WSJ. That stands for the Wall Street Journal. Yes, the Wall Street Journal, we would expect them to be protected from cybercrime, but guess what? Their Facebook page got hacked, and what others should do to prevent this. And you can follow the article. It goes on, and it tells how it was hacked and what they didn't do, and it just goes on, folks. So again, you know, you never can be too safe on the internet. You never can be too safe sending emails, receiving emails. You've got to be careful, especially if you're doing financial transactions or, you know, any kind of information that you want to keep private, even from your own government. And believe me, this happens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And last week, I showed you a great utility, I think it was called Tails, that was totally free, that put you on the Tor network, allowed you to surf, do your transaction, and it was all loaded onto a USB stick. That was a cool piece of software for free, so you might want to go back to last week's show notes and check that out. So this week, what I decided to do is to show you a bunch of things that will help you protect yourself, at least on email. But before we get to that, I love gadgets and I love ingenuity. And I'm only going to run a minute of this, but it's actually 3 minutes and 16 seconds. I'll put the URL up. This is on YouTube. And you know, you talk about ingenuity. This dude took a 5-gallon bucket and made an air conditioning unit for $15. And I'll run a little bit of this now, but I won't run the whole thing, but you'll just get the general idea. So there it is. Mike, are we getting audio on that? I can't hear it. It doesn't really matter.
Real no? Simple build. Tons of cool air.
He's taking a 5-gallon bucket. He's drilling 3 holes in it. Anybody can do that. Even I can do that. He has a couple pieces of PVC pipe.
Okay. That fits perfect.
He's going to caulk those at some point in time. So there's your 3 holes. This is amazing. So I'm going to zip through this a little further.
Okay, now I'm going to...
And basically, he puts a fan on there. He fills this up with ice. He plugs it in. And that's not water coming out of that. That's just like a paper to show you that it's actually blowing quite rapidly. He even has it powered by a solar cell, so it doesn't take any electricity. And he measured it, and it was putting out 42 degrees. And he gets quite a bit of time out of that, a couple hours out of one unit. So again, there's nothing like ingenuity. It just amazes me. This is one cool gadget that you'll definitely want to check out. So we did mention Tor. And I'm going to bring it up again, and it's online anonymity. Protect your privacy, defend yourself against network surveillance and traffic analysis. What is Tor? Tor is a free software and open network that helps you defend against traffic analysis, a form of network surveillance that threatens personal freedom and privacy, confidential business activities and relationships, and state security. And it goes on and on. But there's a bunch of different types of apps. It's just not only a browser, and it's also just not limited to the computer. You can run these things on your iPhones and your Androids and things like that. There are apps that will help you maintain security and anonymity by using the Tor line of products, which are totally free. And these things have been around for years and years and years. They work quite well. So I'm just bringing that to your attention. Again, it will be in the show notes. Now, there are many people who have asked me, I frequently get asked, what's the safest email to use? What's the safest email to use? I can't answer that. It's like saying, what's the best car out there? There's a bunch of them, and I'll show you a few of them today that I know work well. This one is called Hushmail. Finally, a private email account with no ads, first-class technical support, and unlimited email aliases. So Hushmail for individuals, personal and private email, secure email, but with built-in encryption, no advertising, and unlimited email aliases. What they're saying is you can create any email name that you want, Joe Blow at Windy City, whatever it is that you want, it's anonymous. No one knows where it's coming from because you're anonymous. You're making this whole thing up. And this does cost money. This is $35 a year. They have a bunch of other plans, but if you're looking for something that's completely untraceable and totally anonymous, this is definitely one of the ones to consider. Another one is save your inbox from spam. It's called MailDrop. And with MailDrop, it doesn't give out your real address. And why would you want to do that? Well, there's many websites that you would want to sign up to get the newsletter or get the information, but you don't want to be bombed with spam and you're not even sure if they're going to spam you or not. So you create a private email address that is only used for that particular website or websites. And this is essentially what you do. Want to sign up for a website, but you're concerned that they might share your address with advertisers? Publish your email address in a place that could be picked up by an address harvesting spam bots. Are you required to provide an email address to a mobile app that should be sending you messages? Give your address to companies that have a track record of less than stellar security. There's a lot of those. Are you making one-off purchases from email commerce site where you don't want follow-up spam about their latest deals in your inbox? These are all legitimate reasons why you may not want to share your inbox. I have several email addresses, probably 20, and I have needs for that because I have different companies, I have different things that I'm involved with, and I don't want all the email coming in through one central email, so it's easier for me to have different emails so I can keep track of the different activities. Now, this is called Anana email. It's possible to send emails without revealing your email address or any information about your identity. Therefore, you can communicate more freely and you do not have to worry that it might cause consequences for you. This service allows you to send emails without revealing any personal information whatsoever. It protects your privacy, protects your data, and you can protect it for free, and actually the service is free. And this is what you do. You put who you're sending it to, the subject and the message. You click send anonymously, and there you go. Now, of course, these things can be used for less than honest services, and I don't recommend that. But if you have a need for this type of a utility, here it is. A lot of free apps today. This is called Screens for IS. Leave your computer behind and travel light. Essentially, what this allows you to do is to connect anywhere from anywhere. Screens is a beautiful yet powerful screen sharing and VNC client that lets you connect from your phone, whether it's an Android-based or an Apple, an iOS-based phone. It will allow you to connect back to your main computer, whether it's Macs, Windows, even Linux, from the comfort of your living room or the corner of a coffee shop or anywhere in the world. So here's where you can basically download the apps. We've cleaned up the interface quite a bit. Obviously, iOS 7 has great influence in our design, and we feel that you'll love our approach. More room is dedicated for your content. Settings are clearer and available from computers around you they're quickly available. It has paste support, so you can cut and paste an image. It has quick connect, display options, customizable toolbars, scroll back shortcuts, there's scrollable shortcuts. There's a lot of things that this will do. And again, you just click on this, you download it from the App Store. These work quite well. I've tried both of them out, both on the iPhone and both on the Android, and they work well. They do cost $20, but I'll tell you, if you have a need to talk to your computer from your smartphone, this is a great way to do it, and it's very simple to use. Of course, as I've mentioned many times, you can use a program called TeamViewer. And I've mentioned that, I think I might have even mentioned it last week or the week before last. TeamViewer will do the very same thing, and that's totally free. This might be a little easier to use and manage, but it's $20. You have a choice there. And now, this is an interesting page. This is called White Pages. You may or may not have heard of this, but what this will allow you to do is to find information on people, maybe an old friend or whatever, to find a business. But what I like about it is the reverse phone lookup. And in fact, just as I'm talking to you, right as I'm bringing you the show live, I have my smartphone here next to me. It's on vibrate, and I got a call. You might have seen me looking down. I didn't know who it was from. I don't recognize the number. It could be anybody. It could be someone for business or whatever. But if I want to find out where that area code is or who the number is actually from, I just enter the number in that reverse phone lookup, and for free, if it's available, it will tell you where that phone call has originated from. So that's pretty good. You can also do address searches, and they do a pretty good job. Again, it's totally free. We've got a lot of stuff here today, folks. So here's one called iTunes Preview. iTunes is the world's easiest way to organize and add to your digital media collection. What I liked about this particular app, it's called Pocket Booth. This photo pocket booth, it fits into your pocket, your photo booth, which is essentially your phone. You turn your iPhone, your iPad, or your iPad Touch into a 1950s era phone booth with pocket booth, the photo booth that fits in your pocket. Pocket booth replaces the intimacy, spontaneity, and hilarity of the traditional phone booth. A must-have for your next party date or laid-back family gathering, pocket booth is a beautiful to behold, and even more things available on it. So this is a 2.2 version, and they do a great job with it. You can buy it on iTunes. It's going to cost you, I think, 99 cents, and it gets excellent reviews, and it's a lot of fun. Actually, here's a free download, so let's see here if it is indeed free. Yes, it is free. You can download iTunes free. I think the actual app costs 99 cents, but that's not a lot of money, and it's a lot of fun. Your kids will go berserk with it. They'll love it. And let's see here. That is junk. We won't go to that, but we will go to this. This is a cool site, and this site's been around for quite some time, and just in the last, I would say the last 6 months, they've really come into their own. It's called Broadcastify. And what Broadcastify is it's a free, totally free service. You go to the website, and you can do this through your smartphone. And what it does is it's also available on your smartphone. So you can Broadcastity has a full-feature mobile website that is supported on most smartphones, iDevices, and tablets. Broadcastify Mobile app support is available for the iOS, Android, BlackBerry, Windows Mobile, and most other smartphone devices. What this will do is it will allow you to listen for free to the fire, the police, the emergency services, the aircraft, and the railway. And what you can do is just go to listen, and here's a map of the United States, and you just literally put in where you want to listen to. So if you're living in Florida and you're from Pennsylvania and you want to listen to what's happening in your local community, you just put that information in there, and it will give you any of those news feeds that you want. And again, it's public safety, aircraft, rail, amateur radio, marine, and other things. It's very cool. They also have a premium service, if you want to pay for it, that allows you more access to more channels. What's very interesting about this is, and I never realized this, again, I go back to Narragansett, Rhode Island in the summer when I can, and they have the Coast Guard located on several points on the shoreline there. And I never realized how much the Coast Guard does in a given hour. If there's a storm, and there's a lot of them on that ocean front in the Atlantic, where Rhode Island is based, near Block Island, Narragansett, Point Judith. But if you go onto the channel, and again, I do monitor that, it's incredible. I mean, there'll be a storm out there, and there'll be a family on a boat, you know, a wife, a husband, and three little kids in the middle of the ocean, and it's rocking back and forth. Someone's sick, they're taking on water, whatever the case may be. And these guys actually go out in helicopters or boats and try to save lives. And boy, they take their lives in their hand every second when they do that. And it's scary as hell to listen to that. As a matter of fact, many, many years ago, when I was in Rhode Island, actually in Narragansett, it was about 11:30 at night, and I was trying to sleep, and I just heard helicopter after helicopter flying over the house. I didn't know what was going on, but obviously there's something not right. And I put on my scanner for my Android and went on to the Marine Coast Guard channel in Narragansett. And actually it was John Kennedy's plane had gone down in the region, and it was the communications of all these aircraft that were trying to isolate a location where they thought the plane had gone down. And it was absolutely frightening, and it was live, but it kept you informed. And I found out about that way before it hit the news. So it has some interesting things, and you can listen to the police, so on and so forth. So check Broadcastify out. I think you'll enjoy it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do the follow-up of the transporter from Drobo. We'll take a quick pop on camera two, and this is the actual device. I covered it last week in detail. If you missed last week's episode, this sells for $99. Let's put this box down for a second. This is the size of the device. There are three connections on this. One is the Ethernet cord, which plugs into the device and then into the Ethernet. Could be on your router, could be on a switch. There's a power cord that supplies the power to it. They have a bunch of different colored lights that indicate what is actually happening with this device. And then last but not least, right here, you probably can't see it, but that's a USB cord where you'd plug an external USB drive into it. Now, the whole purpose of the device is to have the ability to have your own private cloud. So essentially what the transporter will do is you plug a USB device in, it will completely wipe the device, the hard drive, and realign it, reformat it for this particular configuration. So let's just say you have a 3 gig or 2 gig or 1 gig, it doesn't matter, hard drive that goes in here. Once you do that, because this is connected to the internet, it will now allow you to have your own private cloud, which allows you to back up your files, transfer files, see your files from any computer. It will all hit here, which is attached to that hard drive. So essentially that hard drive is sitting on a website. You have a username and password, and you can go in and change or access those files. And what that actually looks like, I just got the tip of the week here, how to add files to the transporter. Mike, if we can get the screen up, that would be good. Thanks. So here's adding files. You can drag and drop your files. Once installed, the transporter desktop software adds transporter folders right to the Finder, your Mac, Explorer on Windows, because this is the easiest way to get your files into the transporter, simply to drag and drop them into your transporter file. Note, by default, this will move your files from your transporter folder. If you prefer to copy files, simply hold down the Option key on the Mac or the Control key on Windows. It has a special folders file that automatically is set up. If you want to sync files from their current location, it's no problem. If you put them in the special folders feature that allows you to sync files directly from your popular desktop documents, movies, music, pictures, locations on both Mac and the Windows platform. So that's really cool. The special folders feature is located in the preferences section, blah, blah, blah. So you also have sync folders. The default transporter folder behavior will keep a copy of your files on your computer and on your transporter sync. So sync folders are great for active files that require frequent access. Any file in a sync folder is automatically kept in sync between your computers and your transporters. What I'm saying is, if you have backup files that you've backed up to your computer, they will also, if you will want, sync and back up to the transporter disk that's on here. So it's essentially great for tool for backing up your files. Nothing wrong with that. The transporter library file, and again, it gives you a lot of different files. Different files have different access points, which you can choose what you want, what selections you want them to do, what type of performance you want, what activities you want. The transporter library offers the optional storage model called Transport Library. Files stored in the Transport Library are only stored on the transporter, which means the disk that's attached to this, making it ideal for collections of files that are either less active or require more space than available on your computer. It tells you that you can upload your files to the Android, to the iOS, so on and so forth. So in that regard, for $99, it's pretty awesome. So here's the end of the story, folks. I reviewed it last week. I set it up. It worked okay. The way they set up the files, the way the software interfaces is not the best. It definitely works. It's a little kludgy. But if you will recall last week, one of the main reasons I bought this was functionality. Second reason I bought it was price, $99, which is pretty good. It hooked up real easy. But one of the main reasons I bought this was On the back here, it said mobile. Very clearly, it says stream terabytes of data on your smartphone and tablet. What that means is you can take your smartphone, you can be in Kentucky, and this device can be located in Boston, Massachusetts, and it's on. And when you click your smartphone, you'll be able to stream your movies or your pictures or whatever you have attached to this disc. It says it right here. Mobile, stream terabytes of data from your smartphone or tablet. Well, I couldn't figure out how to do it. So I called the company, and actually I bought this directly from the company. This was not sent as a demo unit. I bought it directly from the company, brand new. They said it streams. I could not figure it out, and I mentioned that last week. So when I called the company back, they said, it definitely streams. I'll get back to you. In fact, I think there's a new model out, or new firmware or hardware or software that was put inside of this. You have an old one. And again, they were very polite. I said, how can I have an old one if this hasn't been on the market for a month? And I bought it from the direct from the company. And the woman said, I don't know, I will find out. Well, she never called me back, and I called her back about 4 days later, and I said, what happened? She goes, oh, I'm so glad you called. She goes, Don, I checked with our marketing people, I checked with all our technical people, and I'm sorry, it doesn't stream. It doesn't stream at all. I said, how can you sell a device when it's prominently displayed that it streams right on the box? I mean, it's there. And she goes, yes, it is, but it's not correct. For the life of me, I can't understand how that could get through a corporation like Drupal that's that big and in this business and put literally false, misleading advertising on the box. Tell me in person on the phone. How can I be in person on the phone? Tell me live on the phone that it streams. I get to the box, this device. Then they tell me it streams. Then they tell me it doesn't stream, but I need a new box. And I said, well, send me a new box. Well, I never got a new box. Because guess what? There aren't any new boxes. It doesn't stream, and there's nothing yet that will stream. So that's where we're at. I was upset because I don't think this is inexcusable. It's misleading, it's dishonest, it's misrepresentation. They said they would be happy. I said, you have your two choices. You can just let me keep the box and I'll use it, because they promised me that streaming is coming. They didn't tell me when, but it's coming. So I said, you want me to just keep the box, refund my money and I'll keep the box, or I'll be happy to return the box, give me my money back. She said, no problem, we'll give you an RMA, I'll have it for you tomorrow, you return the box, we'll return your money, and we're very, very sorry. I said, fine. I still haven't received the RMA. I will call them, I'm sure I'll get the RMA. I am definitely gonna return it. Gadget Professor recommends no buy, do not buy this box. I am also open that if they get a box that does the streaming, I'll be more than happy to review it at that time. But at this point in time, I'm shocked and appalled that a company of that size and that stature would handle this the way they did. And she told me, and it's hard to believe, and this box supposedly has won awards from Wired Magazine, so on and so forth. And I was the first and only person that called the company and mentioned to them that it says it streams on the box and it doesn't stream, and they were all informed that it does stream. So I don't know, I don't think I'm the best reviewer out there, but I guess I'm not the worst, because I caught a bad boo-boo on them. So I recommend not buying the transporter. I'll keep you posted, and I look forward to seeing everybody next Thursday night on The Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed the show. See you next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.